who wanted me to be on their staff and wanted to work with me. But I wanted to go to Hollywood. And, I mean, when you say, you know, I was broke, I remember it was $2.16 on me, you know. I left that town a multimillionaire in medical health care, and then it was stolen by my accountant, who came from the government, and I took on as a partner, one of the biggest mistakes I ever made. And that's why I'm so, and I made a career, you know, out of getting taught about accounting and stocks and financing after that from Prescott College. This is part of the MIT group. Make a long story short, the best investors were football players, and because they had to have a career income stream after they left football. And I met a lot of them. I still know them to this day, as movie stars, things of that sort, all wonderful people. I never met a bad movie star. Today I could say that, but not then. And I knew most of them. I mean, I was always at the studios, and then I go to the clinic and had this mobile clinic concept, which I gave a lot of credit to, that had been started by a Texas physician. And anyway, long story short, you've got the Patriots, New England Patriots, and the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons, I think, have a good defense. You have the riding high mentality of the quarterback with Patriots. You know, he's won the Super Bowl 5 times out of 7 tries. And that's pretty much that's a high average in life for anything, you know. So I think it's going to be a good game. I may not have, I won't have the chance to see it, but, you know, I play a little on the watch it, you know, to figure things out. But it's going to be a good game, and I think it's the person who has the football last. It's going to win it. I think that's how it's going to go. But I learned from these professional football players. These football games are won on defense, and that's the way I've conducted my life. I copied that, and it works every time. Everybody says, well, how can you get so successful? You lost all that money. And I said, well, got it back, you know. But defense takes a long time. You have to watch out who your friends are. And that goes for friends that are males and females. You know, if I were to build a house or to have a house that was, you might say, had good green and foliage, which I like a lot. There's a company I found which is overseas. It's Air Liquide, and they have what I would have in the house and have the engineering for it and get the energy by using solar panels outside with the trees and the greenery. But they're developing in homes what they call a healthcare, and where you can use all of the artificial intelligence and remote monitoring and improving the quality of life, and particularly the air. And they have all of these engineering and energy programs which come in within my certification of LEED, which I combine with the patent evaluations and valuation systems with my developer's license, which I got years ago and I kept up. I can still swing a hammer, but it's a monitoring system to you can anticipate how to reduce patient care and increase the patient's autonomy. They are specialists in gases and technologies and for the industry and health, and I'm planning on using this company even in the log cabin, because it's and in the other, if I get fortunate enough to have what I'm really aiming for. It's like going to a dance, you know. See, I never went to dances. as a kid because I was part Indian, you know, and part another color at the same time. So women, you know, girls would never talk to me. And, of course, what happened was I met the people at dance studios in Hollywood, and I took up dancing. I took up all seven varieties of the Latin and the process. So anybody pulls that crap on me anymore, I'll say, listen, sweetheart, you want to dance? Boom. But, you know, one of the things, I have a little sadness today watching America. It reminds me of a story that was, and that's what I said last week. The millennials don't like stories, so you can, you know, you can stick around, have your tea and coffee, and just put up with me for a few minutes. But the thing is that my mother told me this story. And she was, she had been part, you know, she was part of Full Shaman and the Indian, in the Indian foot ladder for real. She was a healer among the Utes and the Crows, and a little bit of the Cheyenne, which is about south of the Crow Nation. And then you know, you get close to the with the Osage down at the base of coming into New Mexico and from Arizona. So they used to make the rounds. And she was also a princess in the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, which is up north in America, close to the Ojibwa and the Cree, and which is over on the Canadian border, which eventually became the Canadian border. So all those chips. So around the according to the story, and this is the reason I'm mentioning this and taking up valuable radio time is it sort of parallels what's happening now in our country, and as I, in my opinion, you know, around 1800, in the 1800s, most of the Indians were living on reservations, and you got to understand the carriage that came in. I come also from a king line, from a very dark skin thing of a real king line in Africa. So they had come to America, and you wonder what the hell they're doing in America when they already had gold. 4,000 years before Christ, they were doing mathematics in the skies, which I'm going to talk about today, which are very important. And they're called cosmic myths and have to do with our survival on our planet right now. And the thing is that but they came here because they came here the same reason the Mayans came here. There was a centralized point, because keep in mind, all the landmass used to be one landmass in Pangaea. See, and then the Earth gravitated in Earth sliding and created all these different continent shapes and islands and things of that sort. So they were here for spirituality. So when they found the Indians who they wanted to really psychically felt that they would find, these were spirit people. You know, these were spiritual people. But you see, to the people that came here and out of the work in the 1800s, Indians were living on reservations. In other words, they'd already been boxed in. And so the reservations were under tribal ownership. And they had a communal style, you know, of living. It was a custom of white people to desire that individual ownership of land, you see, at that time. So many people felt that the land ownership would promote industrious. Well, this is when the Christianity and the communal concept came for industrial processes. So they decided that they would take the tribal ownership concept and change it. So in 1887, the Dawes Severalty Act was passed, and it gave the government actually the power, you see, to divide the Indian reservations into privately owned plots. In fact, I think in my keepsakes, in my chest, locked away in the safe, I think I still have a flyer which says Indian land for sale. My mother showed me when I was very young, and they were selling off the to adult men 60 acres, and boys received 40 acres, and women did not receive anything. If you were a man with a family, you could get 160 acres. So the Indian culture, of course, was such that land was like air and sunlight. It wasn't something the individuals owned. And that was the beginning of the what is called the Sufis legends about the preservation of air and sunlight. In fact, the first sunlight law, which was written really by a Norwegian who came to the United States, they don't have much sunlight there. And they figured out the sunlight law, and they made it a part of tort law. But, and so if you had the government taking the reservation out of the hands of the Indians, so the allotments were divided among the eligible Indians, you see, so that left 86 million acres of land, or 62% of all the holdings, and the land was available to be sold to anyone. This is what Obama did before he left presidency. See, he had the 11 million acres that everybody wondered, well, where in the hell did he get the other 10 million acres, you see? Well, he took it from the states because he was going by the Dawes Sovereignty Act of 1887, which eventually was repealed, but what happened in the repeal. So if you were a friend of the Indian, you supported the act, and so they produced that assimilating Indians in the white culture, which has still been going on. In fact, that's the government's policy to this day, and that's what Obama's done, is what Trump's doing. He's done nothing different, you know, because they want to frack the land, see? So the Indians lost tribal bargaining power, and the resentment developed over 100 and some years to about destroying traditional cultures. And the Sovereignty Act was lasted for, I think, 40 years. And in 1934, if I understand it right, it was the Wheeler-Howard Act that passed that ended the further transfer of lands from the Indians and made possible for the communal ownership to any tribe that desired it. So what did the Indians do? They went and went into their gold veins in the mountains where they knew, and they paid for it, and that was the development of gold in the real world in this country as a part of. That's why President Roosevelt, as I understand it, canceled all gold for another reason. He didn't want anybody going into that as a to change culture. So I've always been partial to gold veins, and that's the history of that, is how I developed that thinking. And today, the United States government, no matter who's president and how, so this is exactly what they're doing again today to everyone. You don't really own your property. You really have a part of that developmental system that is very, very, very obtuse. And seriously, seriously changing America to become what Hillary wanted, which was a socialist state. And that's why Mayor Giuliani didn't want Hillary to win, was because of what I'm telling you right now. And Giuliani knows the story. He's been a friend of the family for years, and that's another story. So in order to make this really work on the social communist scale, Pope Francis, who is now the Pope, of course, it wants to decree a spiritual mission for knights. Now, the Knights of Malta is a chivalric order. Of course, I was part of another heritage. It's an ancient chivalric order that's run by wealthy nobles that oversees humanitarian projects across the world, and they have most of the money in the at the other end of the it's called the Sovereign Order of Malta. When we get back from the break, 800-313-9443, I'm going to tell you a little more about the change of the world via black and white.
Thank you. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good pathways, and to continue the story here of the best way I have in the notes, because I had to do something European this past week. But the thing is that the Knights of Malta, or the Sovereign Order of Malta, went against the Pope, but the Pope went against them. And I tell you how this is going on all over the world. At this time, people wanting to take your money because they go for the inequality concept. What Obama did with his Messiah concept of belief in the Muslim situation, he always said he was a Christian, but the writings and the rest of it and the ring he wore, if you looked closely, you'll get the symbol there. And the English Grand Master is Matthew Festing. He's a senior knight. He was nominated by the Pope to be in charge of the Knights of Malta, who control the money of the world, of the process. Now, you know, when my when my father came to America as a boy, there were four brothers he had, and the prince, you know, and of course, debtor prisons were really controlled by knights. And I know that I had a very close love that listens to my program. I got on my ass because I wanted to have the Knights of the Round Table as a part of the 12 psychic leaders, of which it'll take me years to put together. I'll put it in my book, but in the process, these are real, you know. And it says, you can't call yourself a knight, you know. Too bad that sweetheart didn't get that full story. One day, maybe, that might be revealed. But the American Cardinal Raymond Burkey, whom Francis, the Pope, names the chaplains of the knights, he did that in 2014. And what the Pope's big problem he had wrestling as a corn cob, was the fact that they had too much money. Now they're talking about their own money, see? So the way this is the model of what's going on around the world, you have the support for the orders of the Grand Chancellor, which is Albert Freyer, von Bosseler, and he's accusing him of being a liberal Catholic. And he demanded that Germany be reinstated. Now remember, what's going on in the world? These knights represent countries. No matter what the hell you see out there in the literature, and you know, this is the real deal. See, so the Pope wants to curb. This is almost, he calls it a sin. You see, to have wealth and prestige. So you got to keep in mind that Pope Francis, for the restoration of the Church, the term of the Knights of Malta, he was into pastoral conversion, for a period, I believe, in South America for 14 years, he was the Archbishop of Buenos Aires, and he was the Knights of the Malta were always criticizing him for the fact that he was doing something for the poor, and actually Malta was supporting the poor in another way, to give them money to build their homes and things of this sort, which the Pope ignores. So he summoned Fra Festing, and Fra Festing is the leader of the Malta at this time. And he agreed to resign last week. And he wanted to see what the Pope's trying to do is what Obama was trying to do, and the other leaders of the country. It's called they want spiritual worldliness. In other words, the attempt to legitimize business and interests under the cover of doing good for the poor. So, by helping others, the Pope felt that the part of that same spiritual hunger, you know, as they call it, would, in prestige, will serve the disadvantaged. You're talking about one of the biggest world changes on the earth in our lifetime, is what I'm telling you. The change of the Knights of Malta to become poor by the Pope. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
I'm going to tie two stories in together as we lead in to set the table for you for the next hour or so. You know, the Pope would really be proud if you wanted to look at reverse psychology, see. You know, about, okay, I'll say something about Father. When he came, see, he came to America, right? So the thing is, and his brother came in, but his brother had a good agricultural sense. He just came out of the. He found a crooked judge in England, says, and the guy was sitting in England, and that guy was in financial ties with the Vatican at that time. So that's the reason I can see the Pope just about any time I want, and I have talked about the water. You talk about the Indians and things. And when I get down the road, after I get my writings out. In the term, you know, with a smile on his face, I'll buy one of your books, you know. That's his attitude, you know. And they think, he's a very nice guy personally, but you got to understand the ball game, say. So my father is just a young fellow. He's working on this thing, and they worked themselves into having plantations. He was one of the few people that's lead. He would not want no part of black people being slaves. And I'm very big about that. And then my father went to Harvard. In those days, he bought his first white shirt. He had to wear a white shirt and bow, a little, what's called a cherry tie in those days. And he became a doctor of eminence. And then he met my mother, who was a full Indian. and a shaman, and then they bore this rascal. Salute you, Mom and Dad. Yeah. And that was close to the Pawnee Reservation too, by the way, where they had a great time. They were running into they were working in the they devised what we would call a medical clinic today. So that's the setting, see. They were part of history for a couple reservations. So the whole thing is, when my history came up and going to school, you know, I told you the story where the medical school paid $40 a month for your food and board, you know, to buy your food, and where there's no way you could have done that, you know. So, as I've told you many times about the nurses whom I revere, wouldn't have had a plate to go if they hadn't been able to raid the refrigerators where they left food for us. But I had, this is where I got into, I had a professor at the medical school who was teaching a course which is called medical anthropology. And never did I realize that I'd be working for Uncle Sam years later with that knowledge of that one class. But the thing is that I learned about numbers, and this is where you get into mind resonation, which I'll talk about. I'll be talking about music today, and for various reasons. And but I learned some mathematics from anthropological cultures, and I applied that. I didn't have the money, so I had this idea that I would go to Las Vegas and gamble just to get some money. That was my thinking at the time, as if you can get money from gambling, you know. So I went to Las Vegas, and sure as hell, I bet, you know, in those days, poker games were not the round, they were the round tables, but you didn't have the complete number of them that you have today. And so it took 2.5 weeks, and I won my tuition money for the medical school, the graduate school, my fellowship to Oxford, and I bought a used car, which was a two-seater, blue and white, gorgeous car, and it had been driven by a female movie star, of which they wouldn't tell me the name. I learned later what the name was in some other show. I'll tell you. So in those days, if you won, for instance, a $50,000 pot, you were newsworthy. You know, that was in the old days in Las Vegas. And those people, I fell in love with them. Those guys, you can call them gangsters, you call them anything you want, but they were philanthropists in their own good way. You know, I mean, I was paying for all the bad stuff that they may do, but that was their penance. They were wonderful people, and I still have a lot of those legal friends today who are on the up and up. And I know a lot of people in Las Vegas. In fact, some people from Las Vegas listen to us, our modest program here. And hello, Las Vegas. So in those days, they put your picture up in the hallway, see? And you couldn't do that today. I could never do that. I'm not even supposed to be known or seen in public, even to this day. But the thing was, I'd won these, you know, my total at that time, it was the first time anyone had hit about $95,000. That was a lot of money then. And so my picture stayed up there for years, you know, until they don't do that anymore. And that's how I met Red Skelton, by the way. But he didn't gamble. He was an artist. Wonderful human being. Yeah, there's a whole story about that, see. Okay, long story short, I've been talking to you for 6 years about how medicine will determine an artificial intelligence. I've told you about Watson, a computer which is in the Scandinavian countries in the main situation. the medical records, the new coding, ICD-10 codes, the death panel, the discovery of the process of how that is set up and influences you by computer. So at Carnegie Mellon University, they created an artificial intelligence robot that could outplay a human in poker. Now the reason for this is that information that you need in neurology and calculus is that you have to deal with imperfect information, and which is more like the real world. So the computer and the artificial intelligence has been set up to see if poker players could beat the computer. Now, for the past year, the way this game has been played is real money and real, you know, games. The artificial intelligence system is called Libertas, and it's played by the so-called heads-up, you know, the no-limit Texas Hold'em version of poker, which is the most challenging form of poker. And so I was picked because I had that way back there history of having my picture in Las Vegas and any other things. So we had, there were 106 people that went over for the year and the Carnegie Mellon against Libertas. And the computer managed to outbluff all of us, and which is the first time that the machine has beaten the mind of a human being on that level, on that big time level. And the system, see, the artificial intelligence examined its own weaknesses rather than mine. You know, and then they patched that up with these obvious failures and then able to outflank us. So the reason that this, another reason by serendipity, that this artificial intelligence beat all 106 of us. And in that group, by the way, we're talking about the recent ones that have gone to $17 million winnings in today's world. So no one gets too worried. I had a theory. I had made my money in the old days, you know. I never went back to play. I haven't played since. I never went back. And so this was a big thing for them to ask me to do this, if I would be one of these people. See, I did last for 17 days. Over a period of a year. We were all sending in our play and worked the thing through. That was pretty good. You know, the people, of course, there were many that lasted a lot more longer than I did. But this is a very big story, because what's happening here is that this is our future world. You see, this is where it's going. It's going to computers. And the mind will be the computer, and that's the end game of this in terms of medicine. So what's happened, the technology that was developed for this computer from Carnegie Mellon will now be used to determine in the United States transplant centers to decide which patients should receive new kidneys. And the irony is that I'm one of the people, of course, of Health and Human Services that had developed when the blacks were all upset. We don't get enough kidneys. We don't get enough transplants. And I really gave them the finger on it. And to the thing, they did this whole thing on redistribution in the United States, and I was totally against it. And it turned, because they get plenty. Yeah. You know, I faced Jesse Jackson on that, and I told him to the face he was a big pile of. He never forgot me on that, in a good way, that somebody would stand up to him. I said, you're conning human life, is what I told him. But anyway, This is a big, big deal, and in terms of where this is going. And you know, when you look at like, you know, on last show I had here, is that last Sunday's thing, I was telling you why I picked New Zealand as a quasi-beehive home, is the fact that they have, in the patent law, the opportunity to be able to patent DNA. And the reason that DNA in the United States, that can't be done because it's beyond the judicial exceptions of the process and composition and chemical and as a class of statutory patentable ideas. So, which is process, machine, and composition of matter and manufacture. But you see, if you have a judicial exception, that you can have something that goes beyond what is occurring as significantly different than the judicial exceptions, which are, of course, natural phenomena and natural products. And, of course, my specialty in patent valuations will be, of course, in nucleic acids, plants, sand, and soils, which the future bacteria for human life will emerge for decreasing stress and increasing immunity. So when I went to New Zealand, they said I want to transfer in terms of having valuations here as well, because it's the only country that has laws which are capable of working for that. And, of course, they welcomed me with open arms in every way, because I was dealing in what New Zealand calls exceptional circumstances, which are the idea of bringing a benefit of the DNA. Right now, of course, you can place, and it has been done, in the laboratory and in other ways in the real world, that most of the knowledge of the world has been placed in one molecule of water. And that's the size of the DNA molecule. In other words, the size, the DNA in a molecule of water, and it's turned into a drop of water. As it stands now, you can place all the knowledge of the world in a drop of water. It's already been done in terms of, and it's being done to get most of the knowledge there in that drop of water. A part of that is part of my work, and I plan to expand it, develop in terms of the mental resonance and healing, determine the vibrational tone of sound, and give reverence to the second interview that I had when I was on RN on Parker Pathways, because I'm all about the water, on my interview with Dr. Professor Emoto, of which he has passed on, but his work will be continued. With all that being said, the country of New Zealand became, most interested. And so it turns out that the PayPal co-founder was seeking citizenship in New Zealand. And, of course, he's a multi-billionaire in terms of things. So the New Zealand people are all upset because Peter Thiel was given this citizenship in New Zealand. And, of course, he's bought a place by Lake Wanaka. Some of the wealthiest people in the world live there, most of them going to New Zealand because you have the developmental of world global business without having, and do it legally. And also, the wealthy Americans are preparing for doomsday. And so New Zealand's one of the places on the earth where it's possible in that vortex to have a little safety. And that's their story, you know. And so the idea of Mr. Thiel's citizenship is granted to help apply his entrepreneurial skills in New Zealand, and setting up a venture capital fund and a philanthropic donation of $1 million to the earthquake recovery of Christ Church, which is really south of Westport. So Mr. Thiel was born in Germany, and but he's a U.S. citizen. So if you apply for New Zealand citizenship, you've got to spend about 70% of your time in the country over a five-year period, and they must reside in the country for a period after that time. But in my case, it's just a matter of having a contact point with all of the global powerhouses for what I'm developing. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Yes, indeed, everyone. Thank you for returning. And to finish the New Zealand story, as you know, on this program, I have started the concept of the Grand Jury of Science and Technology in this country, so that we can have people in front of the Grand Jury of Science and Technology that make decisions concerning science and medicine and are not qualified. A good example would be the governor of Michigan. They're pitching lead as a problem, but of course there are 17 major carcinogenic agents in the water that haven't been taken care of because of union developments and the rest of it that goes with it, which I've talked about extensively, which are now coming to fore. So the purpose of innovation evaluation in New Zealand is not only to be able to patent DNA knowledge in water as a future artificial intelligence, but also to develop a world fund to go against in court environmentalists on the earth when they file with their 50-member legal team from the Sierra Club, for instance. The president has, along with five environmental lawyers, have filed in federal court a brief to eliminate the Clean Water Rule, which I talked about last Sunday, and of course that has been by executive order done that. The fund will be worldwide, and will be as if, you know, it's in trust, will be in trust in New Zealand. And, of course, since the Pope wants to take the Knights, you know, of Malta, who control the money in terms of the earth, in terms of the processing, the petition which I've sent to the Pope is that Pope Francis says, well, if you want people to do something for somebody else who's disenfranchised, then why don't you clean up your water? And I've talked, you know, I've written about that before to the Pope, and I said, if you want the Malta people to shift their money to the New Zealand Fund, then it'll go for a good purpose, you know. So we're talking over $1 trillion. So, of course, I can't touch that money because I don't intend to. I don't have to, because the development of the process of that money will go against in courts anywhere in the world. That's why New Zealand's important, because it's the process by which, if you want to earn money, it's one thing I learned, if you want to earn money, you have to go against what makes money. I know that sounds like a perverse, obtuse thought, but it's not. In other words, if you want to help people, you've got to give them a way to live, to have clean environment and clean food and water, which may be totally unattainable under present technology. So that's why the technology has to be developed. So it's, as I say on Parker Pathways, it's showtime. And we have a lot of law school professors that are behind me on this, and on the law as I presented it, and it'll be in my book as a treatise or a textbook for law schools as well. See you on the next live hour at Parker Pathways on Republic Broadcasting Network. Call in numbers 800-313-9443, and the fact is, it's showtime.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.